You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was sitting at my laptop for the bulk of the weekend. I'll tell you, this is a personal level thing. The very first books I ever wrote that I published were the Galahad series of books for young adults, and that was came out. It's coming up on 20 years ago. That was 2004. And after many years, they were sold to a publisher in New York, and they put them out. And just recently, I got the rights back to those books. So I am the rights reverted from the publisher in New York back to me. And so I can do whatever I want with all those novels. And I've chosen to kind of repackage them, and I'll re-release them. I don't know when it'll be. It could be 6 months, could be a year, could be more. But I've been in the process of getting new covers made for all of them. And then what I did starting over the weekend is I'm actually going through and I am, I guess you could say, fine-tuning the novels. I'm like, I have a chance to start over with these books, which sold well and did fine. But I, 20 years, after 20 years, I feel like my writing style is now quite different. And so I'm going through and kind of adjusting the stories a little bit.
All right.
And I don't know how, you know, some people will be, you can't do that. Well, I'm going to. And the thing is, when they get republished, you might not even hear me ever talk about it again because I'm republishing under a pen name. And I'm probably, I may, but I probably won't even do any kind of connection between me. I'm just going to put them out under a pen name and just let them go, release them to the universe.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just kind of a little different, something that I want to do. So they won't be published under Dom Testa like they originally were. And like I said, it could be a long time, but all weekend I was going through, and that's a long, arduous process. Six novels times like 70,000 words in each. That's almost 500,000 words that I'm going through. I'm like, I think I need to adjust this a little bit. And you know what? Even, you know, another thing too, these were science fiction novels for young adults. And technology since 2000, I wrote them in 2000. So in over 20 years, technology has changed, which has influenced how I wrote the stories.
Right, right.
So I kind of wanted to update them just a little bit with technology too.
Yeah.
So that was my weekend, dude, staring at a flipping computer screen almost the whole time.
Man. Well, that's good. You're being productive.
Until my brain felt like it was going to ooze out of my
ears.
Turned
to mush.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, and I got the covers for all of them from my cover people, and they are stunning. I so wish that they had had these covers back when they were originally released 20 years
making
ago.
Making them pop, huh?
They're just beautiful. And I can't, again, I can't put them out there. I can't show people because it's got some pen name on there, and I don't want to confuse people. I'm just like, oh, but they're beautiful, and I love them.
Well, good, man.
So
exciting.
That was actually the highlight of my weekend. It was a little bit wearing to a certain extent. We didn't even do Saturday night movie night.
Oh, for the love.
We didn't. So anyway, what about you? What was the highlight of your weekend?
Boy, just a jam-packed fun weekend. We, you know, our main core group of friends, all the wives are starting to hit the point where they're all rolling over to 40 now. So we had the first of many birthday parties that are coming up in the next few months for one of our dear friends, Scotland Robb. I've talked about Scotland Robb a few times on the show, and his wife turned 40, and we went down to their house and just had a real nice time with
them. Is he the one I saw the photos of you and some guy in a kitchen?
Gosh, I posted pictures of Scotland Robb on my Facebook, and not only was I getting messages on my Facebook, but private messages as well from numerous ladies and one guy asking if Scotland Robb was available.
Aha!
Because they were zooming in on the picture and they could not see a wedding ring on him. But he's a strapping man. He's a good guy. But sorry, ladies, he is taken.
Oh.
So that was fun Saturday night. Sunday, we rolled over to my brother-in-law's house. And we had a birthday with him. And he made this seafood paella that I have never had before on the grill and knocked my socks off. Just delicious. So, so good.
With seafood?
With seafood. Mussels.
Because you don't like seafood.
Oh, I love seafood. I don't like freshwater fish. I love mussels and shrimp and lobster, crab. I'll eat all that all day long. And it was so tasty. So got to hang out with my parents and them yesterday.
They don't live in that high rise downtown anymore, do they?
No, they're trying to sell that place, actually. It's a weird time to be trying to sell a high rise in Denver in the middle of a pandemic, which is surprising. But then let's backtrack a little bit. I got my Moderna, the second shot, Thursday at about 6 p.m., came into work the next day, rolled through the show just fine, and then hit about 10, 11 o'clock on Friday, and boom, all the symptoms they talk about with the second shot hit me like a ton of bricks. So I was really quite sick from 11 until 7 o'clock on Friday when I went to bed. I just went to bed at 7 o'clock at night.
Yep.
And I slept the entire night, woke up Saturday morning, and it was like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Completely gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was touch and go there for a while on Friday. But again, just so worth it for those few hours of just feeling crappy. Chills, headache, aches. It's like a mild flu.
You know, but then it's gone. You and I didn't even plan it this way to get our shots on late on Thursday, but our timing could not have been better because you and I both were about, 15 to 18 hours.
You nailed it. It's in that range. It is when it hits you.
Where's where it finally got us, and we could not have timed it any better.
But again, you know, for that little bit of crappy feeling for a few hours, so outweighs the benefits. Nicole last night was talking about a friend of hers who has a mutual friend who is our age, you know, 40-ish, and COVID started attacking their limbs, basically. And this poor woman who's 30, 39 years old or something was having to have fingers and toes removed because COVID was attacking her limbs so bad. So
I have not heard about that.
Yeah. So we were like, we're getting the shot. The shot's done. It's just, you get the shot, you know, it's the shot or that. I mean, come on. Yeah. You're protecting yourself. So I hope more people go out and get it. I mean, I'm feeling fine now. I feel great. Yeah.
The stats I saw this morning is it's about a little over 28% of Americans are fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a little better than one in four.
Yeah, yeah.
So and I think I won't be happy until we're at least three out of four, but
yeah. It's worth it, and it's so worth it to see people again. It's the best part.
Right.
Other humans. Interaction. It's fantastic.
And say it again, Scotland Rob, not available.
Not available, ladies.